You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Saying our good mornings to Troy.
Good morning.
Oh, I haven't got the right mic on. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. I mean, you said you didn't have the right mic on. You actually had, there's no mic what you turned on that channel there. There's nothing there.
Yeah, because it's habit to turn that one on, eh?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. It's not a mistake.
I'm not apologising.
I didn't think so.
But how are you this morning anyway?
I'm all good.
You're wearing some beautiful different colours here. We've got kind of like a red checker and then also a blue checker happening.
Yeah, but this red one, no, let's not talk about clothes on the radio.
All right.
That's just nonsense.
Let's talk about what you've brought in from Southbound this morning.
Right.
You've got a nice selection. Yeah.
You like these ones, don't you?
I do like these ones.
Yes. Well, we've got one that's already, that might have got on the shelves today, I think, and two which are being released tomorrow. Let's start with the one that is already there.
Okay.
Okay, this is the new album from the Robert Glasper Experiment. It's entitled Art Science.
And he's been doing really, really well as an artist.
But what we've got to remember is there is a few different Robert Glasper type things. There's his acoustic trio. There is the Experiment.
Mm-hmm.
There is other stuff he does just simply under the name Robert Glasper, mm-hmm. like the things we've had this year, the Miles Davis.
With the Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the other one, the Miles Ahead score. Mm-hmm. That came out and he did that. And there's a tune that he wrote and performed with Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter, etc. But yeah, the Experiment, we haven't heard from him for a few years. And the Experiment, rather than being experimental jazz or anything like that, it's basically a Glasper sort of working within an R&B soul type idiom. It's a usually vocal music. Casey Benjamin does a lot of the singing. There's lots of vocoder. His two albums, Black Radio and Black Radio 2, that was just like full of guest vocalists. So this is the new one from that iteration, Robert Glasper Experiment. But this is slightly different than those. It's not full of guest vocalists. In fact, there is no guest vocalist.
Is he singing?
No, mainly Casey Benjamin.
Okay.
Glasper sings a little, but he's usually submerged under layers of vocoder.
Yeah.
But anyway, what is this record? Well, apart from being pretty good, this is a hard one to describe. And in fact, the tune I've chosen for a specific reason, because it basically explains the whys and wherefores of this record and why the Robert Glasper Experiment do what they do, rather than being like stuck in a box of... this is what you do. You play acoustic jazz piano, therefore you must cover Stella by Starlight.
Right. Is he, Robert Glasper, as a jazz artist, is he quite different? Has he been challenging jazz music, with technique at all?
Well, because he doesn't stay stuck in any particular idea of what music is, or jazz, or anything like, you know. For example, the last acoustic jazz record covered, that was recorded live in the Capitol Studios, covered, might have referred to this, it might have not. It had some Glasper Experiment stuff. It was like his trio was covering Experiment, but it also had Reckoner by Radiohead, and had sort of pop structures approached from an acoustic jazz standpoint.
Mm.
Whether it's doing, you know, it's not like the edge of avant-garde jazz, or it's not like a particularly theory-bound or anything.
Yeah.
And again, the reason why I've chosen this particular one, which is called This Is Not Fear, F-E-A-R, not This Is Not Fair, This Is Not Fear, there is actually, it doesn't just spell it out in a conceptual way. He actually speaks halfway through and says why.
Cool, I like that.
Okay, so I think we should check this out, because... it's pretty cool. Art Science is the name of the new record. It's on Blue Note. We have it on LP.
Brilliant. And this is Not Fear.
Yep. We'll be right back.
Hodge on the bass.
Genius.
See, basically, why should he confine himself to any particular form of African-American music or otherwise?
And you know what? It's so much more involving when he makes that, like, change within the music. Like, I feel like, you know, if you're not somebody that is, like, a really huge jazz listener, or, like, you don't really, like... I mean, you know, jazz is something that it does take... It's a process to get into, well, for me personally. But with that track, you know, when he, like, kind of jumps about... I mean, it's still, as you said, the same chord progression.
Same
the
composition.
Exactly, but just that slight variance. It really works.
I think so. Mm-hmm. That's from Art Sites. The whole record isn't, like, either hard bop or hip-hop, like mm-hmm. we heard then. It's like I said, it's mainly vocal things, and it's mainly sort of along the lines of kind of an R&B-ish soul, but it's kind of not.
Mm.
You know, if you listen to things on the surfaces, that's what you're going to get, but why would you do that?
I'm excited to hear more from that album, so if people want to get it at Southbound, you were saying?
That one's on the shelf now.
It's on the shelf now.
I think it went downstairs yesterday.
And it's called Artist Science.
No, just Art Science.
Art Science.
Yeah.
Just quickly, before we carry on with the next track, this morning and last night we were talking about the Nick Cave and Bad Seeds show, which is at Auckland Vector Arena. Tickets were on sale at 11 a.m, but it seems like we've had somebody say that they're on sale now, so if you want to get a ticket for that, you can go on to nickcave.com and, yeah, get yourself a ticket, because I know there'll be a lot of people out there who don't want to miss out on that. Are you going to go, Troy?
Most likely, yes.
Yeah. How do you feel about it being at Vector Arena? Because that's a really big venue.
Well, I think that there will be enough people who are interested in the Cave and the Bad Seeds to make it fine. Also, I was saying this to someone in the shop the other day. People go, oh, it's bad acoustics at the Vector. Oh, it's this and that. It's like, well, guess what? It isn't. If you have like a great sound man, it's a perfect venue.
And you reckon he'll have a...
I hope so, yeah.
Do they bring their own sound people?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. So let's get back onto the train, the
All
Troy
right.
train.
Well, here's somebody else who won't stay confined in one type of thing. But in this case, it's more what people assume him to be.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about is Danny Brown.
I'm a huge Danny Brown fan, actually.
Me too. The new album is on Warp, weirdly enough. It's on Warp, and it is entitled Atrocity Exhibition. Now, a lot of people listening to this will realise that Atrocity Exhibition is the name of a Joy Division tune that was taken from a J.G. Ballard book. And while in one way you can go, oh, he's just used the words, well, yeah. But it says in one of the songs it even quotes Atrocity Exhibition. But also, what is Atrocity Exhibition? The first lines of that particular Joy Division song, it's asylums with doors open wide, the people they paid to look inside.
Right.
So it's like it's exactly what it says, Atrocity Exhibition. Is this a theme of this Danny Brown record? Possibly. But I mean, the last records people took in different ways. Like a lot of people, even up here, were saying, oh, Danny Brown's great, it's just all about drugs and being like screwed up and being this and that.
Probably a lot of people would potentially take that avenue.
Sure. I mean, that's a reductive view, but the same, if you get enjoyment out of that aspect, fine. But I don't think that that's exactly what his records have been saying. For example, what was the last one called? Old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that to me, the whole thing with that seemed to be about this despair, you know. And the one before that, XXX, what was that about? Well, confusion, sort of unhinged confusion. This one here, it's kind of about those things as well, but like an atrocity exhibition where people pay to look inside the doors of the asylum, it's like Danny Brown is still the same person with these same themes, but suddenly everyone's looking at him.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, he still has some like funny lines, and his delivery is just so amazing, as you know, that weird wheezing, squeaky, strange voice he does, which is fantastic.
He's a pretty funny guy as well.
Well, he is and he isn't. If you listen to some of his words, it's like, wow, you know, that's a funny line, but it's about something pretty dark.
Yeah,
you
know? yeah, definitely.
And I don't presume to know anything about Danny Brown personally. I don't suppose anyone who actually, who just listens to him. If you know him personally, then you might know. But I don't know him personally. I'm not going to assume anything about the guy.
All I know is that he doesn't like soggy cereal.
Well, maybe he just said that. You know, we don't know.
I don't like soggy cereal.
Don't you?
No.
Yeah, but you don't like bananas, so we can't listen to what you say about, about foods. Anyway, should we talk more about Atrocity Exhibition?
Yeah, so what about this track in particular?
Well, this is one which isn't produced by Paul White. About 10 of the 15 songs on this record are produced by Paul White, mm-hmm. who's British, and he's worked on a couple of Danny Brown songs before. And it really gives it, you know, the album, it doesn't sound like your regular sort of big hip-hop release. It's coming from a completely different standpoint. But the one we're going to hear is produced by someone who also has done stuff with Danny Brown before, and that's Black Milk, mm-hmm. From Detroit as well, worked with Dilla, etc., etc. And not only is it produced by Black Milk, which sort of brings it more in line with an American type of hip-hop we're used to hearing, it has guest features from Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on this song.
Yeah, Absol, and who's the third one?
Earl Sweatshirt.
Yeah. So you have like four people who, you know, I'm sure the media would go, they're all at the top of their game. Yeah, I guess so. They are.
But they all have really
different
styles.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
and with the way that this one's produced, well, I think we've got to hear it, really.
Should we have a listen?
Let's do that.
This is called Really Doe.
Yes.
D-O-E.
They say I got the city on fire. I ain't booming, that's a goddamn lie. Whoa, really though, like really though. Really though, like really though. They say I got the city on fire. I ain't booming, that's a goddamn lie. Whoa, really though, like really though.
Hey.
Really though, like really though.
Still wicked as Alistair. Crowley niggas know me well. Heaven's sake, I'm the goat. You haters could go to hell. When you're getting money, nigga, every day it's sunny. I'ma act an ass on that donkey. Let her pull my ponytail. Second grade, took my mama wedding ring. Took that bitch to show and tell. Now I'm married to the game to no avail. Routed me for like a month. Now I'm getting high as fuck. Boy, you're trying to write me up. But now I'm a writer with ambitions of a writer. And half the shit on my writer. I don't even want the fantas for us. The Henny's for the sluts.
Chill.
Givenchy bikers with the rav rips, ball main Batman, bathing ape by my dick.
Chill, chill.
Paid by the bloods, raised by the crips. Solo holder prophecies, atrocities, exhibition.
Chill, chill.
Oh yeah. Now a nigga living good, but good could be better. I wish a motherfucker would.
They say I got the city on fire. I ain't booming, that's a goddamn lie. City on fire. I ain't booming, that's
Appetite of truth and dare, I double dare your life to end in vain before the end is near. See, I can hear you crying silent, sitting in the dark, holding crosses cross your heart. Sin is such a work of art, watch out for the love lost.
Bet a thousand, shoot a thousand, things a nigga do for thousands. Made a million counting sheep, gave a daughter public housing. Taking off to Abu Dhabi, beaming up the motor Scotty, talking to promoter Scotty, everybody know it's Scotty. Murder one you heard of, I'm the ref, did the all day madness. Got it off, to wipe it off the evidence, the blood on mattress. Big power, big stages, my zoo cannot fit the cages. This booth is not used to faking, my crew just love confrontation. I chew the face off the laces, I moved away from the waitress. I chef the pot that made poison, I cooked and tipped all the patients. My bitch is way beyond basic, that's life insurance, car insurance, good pussy insurance. Ay, look what I'm doing, ay, grinding foreigns, ay, K-Dot. 4 years, I got the same watch, but it's the real watch. And that bitch fire, speed racer waiting outside. The roof on it like a tank top. Counting money, watch paint dry. When I'm done, it's when the rank stop.
They say I got the city on fire. I ain't booming, that's a goddamn lie. Whoa. Really though, like really though. Really though, like really though. They say I got the city on fire. I ain't booming, that's a goddamn lie.
Listen. Wish a motherfucker would, Brown. I had to put my foot down. It's like a pop in a clutch. Your hate palpable, your jaw full of dust. You gon' keep talking or we locking it up. And I'm the type of nigga, it ain't never been an honor to judge. You a mouse that the Falcon picked up. So disrespect, getting checked like the top of the month. I was a liar as a kid, so now I'm honest as fuck. And I never passed my mama no blunt. It kept my head straight.
It's such a great tune.
It is a cool one.
Yeah, I love like the just the dynamic of all the different artists and how they interpret like words.
I actually think that Danny's verses on that are the best.
Yeah,
I think it's great. Atrocity Exhibition double LP on Warp. It's pink vinyl. Pink like Danny's pants. Yeah, there's some real cool stuff on there. There's like a Be Real from Cypress Hill appears singing a hook in one place, and the South African singer Petit Noir is on one tune.
Cool.
But otherwise, it's all Danny, all apart from Really Doug. And you'll find weird things sampled in there, like this Delia Derbyshire tune, you know, BBC Radiophonic Workshop lady.
Really?
Sampled, yeah. So
crazy.
So it's unhinged. It's great.
So that's at Southbound, if you want to get that.
Well, it won't be till tomorrow. It's released tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah. Also released tomorrow is the 150th album. No, it's not. It's the 15th album by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. The new album is entitled Third World Pyramid. It's on Anton Newcomb's A Recordings. And I better say up front, I'm not a big follower of the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
That's okay.
And in fact, I might be one of the only people who never ever saw that documentary Dig about Brian Jonestown and Dandy Warhol. So I had no interest in looking at it.
I never saw it either.
It's probably because you were four when it came out. Or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. But
four.
I mean, I've listened to some Brian Jonestown before, but I'm not a dedicated fan or anything. Just wanted to say that up front, so I might get some of this wrong.
Yeah, but if we've got any listeners out there who are big fans, they can kind of join in and have some input.
Sure. Okay. What we get? Well, this record, Third World Pyramid, the first thing that like jumped out at me, the sleeve. It's a nice die-cut sleeve, but it is basically a circle. No, not a circle. What's the other thing? A triangle. I'm sorry. It's a triangle with a big number three on it.
A triangle.
Yeah. Now, a triangle with a big number three on it, that's basically the cover of the Spaceman 3's Dreamcatcher record.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a homage there. It's like, okay. So some of the Brian Jonestown stuff I've heard in the past, there's been like electronics and loops and stuff. Some of it is just like fairly sort of psychedelic-y. This one I figured, right, oh, this is going to be like kind of Spaceman 3 drone-y.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. There's one or two tunes like that.
Took you by surprise.
Yeah, it did. It's pretty good, those ones, but that's not the one we're going to hear. And what it is, there's interesting about this one is that it's going to be released as like a one half of a pair.
Right.
The other one is called Don't Get Lost, which is coming out before the end of the year. I'm not exactly sure when.
That's exciting.
And Anton Newcomb said about them, you know, that they're both from slightly different areas, but they're all what's inside his head. And he said the main difference is the Don't Get Lost is twice as long as Third World Pyramid, which is the one we're talking about.
So is this album rather different from other things that they've been making?
Well, the strange thing about Brian Jonestown, every time I check in, they have like the same kind of spirit about them, but it's like I said, there's different elements in it. You know, there's no electronics particularly in this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you ask someone, "Well, what's Brian Jonestown?" People go, "Oh, you know, they're like psychedelic."
And then
it's
somebody like, would be like, "No, then."
What does psychedelic mean?
Yeah.
are you talking about just a particular kind of organ, or are we talking about a tripped out thing? I don't know. I think they're really interesting.
And it's quite a big band as well. So from that, they would be able to make quite a dynamic sound within them.
I think so. But also, I don't think we should lose sight of the fact that basically Anton Newcomb is the boss.
Yeah.
You know. But having said that, there's people from outside the group on this as well. And the one we're going to hear, Tess Parks sings.
Mm.
Tess Parks and Anton Newcomb did a record last year that cool. I did listen to, which was called I Declare Nothing. There's other people. There's Emil from Serena Manish is on this record. Katie Lane, who I think has been on one before.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, maybe even Katie Lane was singing with them when they last played here.
Cool.
When Bridge from BFM appeared on stage with them, apparently. I don't know. Something like that.
What?
Yeah, he must have just got lost.
This is this track here, Third World Pyramid.
Yes, this is the title track of what is a... you like colours, don't you? This
I
is
do.
A magenta-coloured LP.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. So this is the title track.
And this is on shelves tomorrow?
It's out worldwide tomorrow.
Out worldwide tomorrow.
And yeah, we'll have it on the shelf tomorrow.
You can get it at Southbound. So this is the Brian Jonestown Massacre, Third World Pyramid. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
So that was the last track from The Crate. That is the Brian Jonestown Massacre, Third World Pyramid. And Troy was just saying to me that they did a cover of a Nina Simone track.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.